You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, sacred, magnificent tribe. Thank you so much, sweet soul, for being here in the space. This is a very, very important call today. This is super important. And I think as we go through the show today, most of us will realize just how much this really is important. And so we have a wonderful guest who I'll be introducing in just a couple of moments. But let's all bring our awareness. Let's all bring our collective energy to the show today, because this is something that affects all of us in so many ways and affects the global consciousness, something that we're all trying to raise and expand. So this is really something, we almost as if we're being attacked in many, many ways, but there are solutions. So let's bring our awareness, let's bring our collective energy into the wisdom orb, let's bring our collective energy onto this beautiful web of light that we've created, so that we're strong together, we're bright together, and we're loving together. So let's weave this web of light together and invoke the ancient ones. So we ask that the ancient ones, the ascended masters, those known and unknown, all those spoken and unspoken, all those beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, we ask, we pray that you come with us and support us today and really help us listen, help us feel the vibration behind the words, and help us take action. Help us to know what we need to do today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Virginia Rounds Griffiths is an international multidimensional energy alchemist, a past, present, and future coach and medical intuitive who works globally. Working synergistically with her team, they detect and clear negative energies causing blockages in all areas of her clients' lives. Her great work as a medical intuitive has empowered her hundreds of clients with confidence for their way forward. She is dedicated to stepping into mastery to be of service to those who are searching to resonate and align with all that is. So welcome, Virginia. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, thank you very much, Ian. What a pleasure to be here. And I'm really, really thrilled. And a big, big hello to your wisdom tribe. And today, I just want to say that I'm thrilled to be coming to you from the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Stonehenge, where I'm based. So Stonehenge is just up the road, which is absolutely amazing. And the majority of people in the world know what Stonehenge is all about and what it looks like, etc. And it's a very, very special energy holding platform where this is. I go past it almost every day, and when I always scan to make sure that it's clear, because we've got people whose energies are coming from all over the place, and I just love it being where I am. And taking that into consideration, this is in the county of Wiltshire, in the United Kingdom. Now, this county is an army territory. This is where all the army bases are. This is where they have tanks going up and down. And so they've got many army bases where there's soldiers are barracked. And as a consequence, Ian, this energy that we're talking about came from the army.
Mm-hmm.
It started way back, just around about the time of the war and afterwards. When they were experimenting a lot with the energies that they had started to delve into with the nuclear bomb, etc. Right? So all
right.
of that, there was this great rivalry, as you know, who was going to get the knowledge of how to produce a nuclear bomb. And as a consequence, they took in some of these German scientists over to America. That's where it came from. But they also brought some into this country as well. So they were all working on this kind of energy already, even though it wasn't known at that time, but it evolved into what we are working with today, what we're living with today, which is all of this EMF stuff, right? So very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And as I go back and, back and forth to this country, I'm encountering, because I came to live here about 8 months ago, and I was, every time I run past one of these army masts or, you know, the great big towers, what do they call them in America? Towers, the big tall things that look like giants across the land?
I think so. Cell towers?
Yeah,
maybe?
They're masts, yeah? We call them masts. Mm. And every time I went past one of those, I could feel the energy that was emanating from them, really, really not good. So then I would use and clear them. And it was fantastic because now when I go through those same places, I'm not picking up that energy anymore. So, you know, we have it within our hands. We have it, this knowledge, to be able to clear EMF, 5G. And the worst one of all is radiation, Ian. Okay, this is gamma radiation. And it's alive and well. Even, you know, the thing about this energy is we can't see it. And so therefore we don't realize how it's affecting us. It's just like electricity. We know we can't see it, but we know it works. So that's how I can equate it. And we can feel, we know that when we push something on, the light comes on, we know the electricity is working, it's fine. If we go and switch something on and the light doesn't come on, we know the electricity is not working, so we go and get someone to come and fix it or try to do it ourselves. But we're not so attuned or conscious about this EMF stuff, which we are just living and immersed in this energetic soup of it. It's just, it's rife. Yeah? And
yeah.
EMF is huge at the moment. 5G is coming in, as you know. And the radiation is already there. But again, we can't see it, so we don't understand it.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of ways I wanted to look at this and maybe ask you questions around this, Virginia.
Yeah.
But before I do that, I was just guided to maybe have you, if you would, here I am putting you on a bit of a, you know, taking you by surprise, but that's how we roll. I was wondering if you would maybe call on the supportive energies that are available and maybe the Stonehenge energies or Ascended Master energies to really create a supportive container for everyone listening now and everyone going to be listening later on.
Indeed. So I'd just like everyone to go into a lovely place of just close your eyes and cross your hands over your heart center. The energy is already starting to come in, and we're going to ask those amazing, amazing masters that are always on call for us. All we have to do is ask, people. All we have to do is ask. And looking at I'm being given an umbrella, Ian, of luminous golden light. Oof. And this golden light is, in actual fact, enveloping each one individually. And enveloping everyone collectively. And while we're here, I'm also asking that this being given, that this golden, luminous golden light is saturating the collective consciousness around this 5G EMF radiation energy. Because all too often we go into fear, and that is not the object of what we bring to this summit today. That is not the object. The object is for information. And the object is to understand that each and every one of you has the power to be able to take care of yourself and your loved ones and your communities. All you have to do is give it consciousness. So you're all now in that beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
And always keep in mind, don't go into fear. It doesn't matter what it is that you are being enveloped with or you're feeling overwhelmed by. Always stay in that place of love. Because love will always triumph.
Beautiful.
And
thank
so it
you.
Is.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to have you maybe take two approaches here. I'm thinking that
you know, from a perspective of what I don't think we have to be necessarily schooled right now in EMF radiation and 5G. Mm. I think we all have a certain degree of knowledge or consciousness around that. But maybe just share with us a little bit more around some of the impacts that it has on our physical bodies and on our physical beings. And then also the other line of questioning that's coming to me as well is that, you know, how does that affect our ability to expand our consciousness? How does that affect our ability to, you know, really accelerate and grow as a spiritual and as evolve as a spiritual being, really on our path to whatever we feel is the mm-hmm. end game, you know, merging with source, enlightenment, awakening, whatever each person's individual framework is for their own spiritual path. But I'd like to see if we can address this from both sides, you know, from the physical aspect and then from the, you know, the light worker, the spiritual aspect.
So when we talk about, I'm going to go into the light worker one first, because it's exactly what I just mentioned about staying out of fear mm-hmm. and realizing that you have the power within you to overcome this, for want of a better word, I'll just call it negative energy that we are all being immersed in. We have the power. And that is why I saw the need to bring this whole energy connection for people to understand that we have the power within ourselves to be able to do something about it. And therefore, by staying out of fear, we then raise that vibration, and it helps you to expand up to raise your vibration. And while you're there, you're helping to raise the vibration of all those that are around you. Does that make sense, Ian?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's I wanted to go to that one first, because too many times, as you say, there's all this EMF stuff out there. It's on the net. And you either believe it or you don't believe it, or somewhere in the middle, you're in disbelief. No, how could this possibly be? You know, why? I really like the fact that I can download this my movie that much faster, that I can, you know, everything that I'm wanting, all the knowledge that I'm seeking, I can get it at the click of my fingers, because that's what 5G is going to be doing, or already starting to be doing. But in actual fact, we know that there's so much more to it than that, because it's affecting our physicality. And our physicality, we're talking about DNA, Ian. Ooh, getting a real hit from spirit, Ian. And it's affecting our brains as well. And because, remember, our brain is liquid-ish, okay? It's tantamount to being more liquid than it is solid. And then our whole bodies are made of, as we know, 70 to 80% of water is what our bodies hold. Now, as a consequence, these frequencies, when they are beamed at us and when we're just walking through them because we don't know they're there, mm-hmm. they are working the same way as a microwave oven does. When it heats up whatever is in there, water, you know that's the first place we go to heat your water up if you want something hot, or your food. And so this energy is heating us up from within. So this is why it is devastating to our physicality, because it is, for want of a better word, boiling you, so to speak. That is why it is really important for you to take note of everything around you, these devices that we are immersed in right now. Our smart homes, Ian, as you are aware, you know, they're so smart that they can be hacked. Yeah? And the smart meters that are sitting on the outside of our homes, they're radiating out energy into the room where you're sitting. And that you can be immersed in this for 2, 4, 6 hours if you're sitting watching television or playing games, whatever it is. So physicality, yeah, sure. Headaches, sleep disturbances, memory decline, emotional outbursts, ears, hearing, imbalance, tinnitus. A lot of people are getting tinnitus right now. A lot of people are having issues with their ears. Works on the immune system, weakens the immune system, which makes so much sense, because it's now, then it deteriorates the normal DNA structure at a cellular level. Reproductive system, Ian, these young people now, the majority of them are all at that time when they're wanting to produce babies, right? When they're of childbearing age.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are using all these devices. Have you noticed how many are you having IVF to have babies?
Yeah, I haven't really followed the fertility trends.
IVF. And it's there was a study done by Harvard and also backed up by, I think it's Bristol or Exeter University here,
okay,
where they did a study of where men put their phones in their pockets. And they found that the sperm count went down. Even here, and that was after 10 minutes.
Wow.
Okay? It affected the sperm count. So now, if you think about it, a woman with her eggs, a lovely young woman whose eggs are also affected by this energy. It makes sense. And then, of course, you've got the fetus in the amniotic fluid. Again, we're talking about water. Water is a conductor. So, seriously, these young people are having many effects from fertility issues just because of this energy. It's quite frightening, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And is there any way that we can avoid this radiation, or literally, are we in it? It's like you're in it, and it's up to you to do something about it. You either do something about it or you don't. You know, where are we at with that? Okay.
That's it, in a nutshell, Ian. We are in it, and it's coming even more so. They are talking about 53,000 satellites. You know, I'm sure you've heard already about, what's his name, Elon Musk. He's just put up a whole lot of satellites just like last week. I know whether you're aware of that. There's satellites going up already. Well, he has been committed to send up 42,000, and there's others sending them up by the thousands as well. So they say by about 2025, we're going to have something like 53,000 to 60,000 satellites up in the stratosphere, and they're beaming back down onto the Earth this 5G energy.
No wonder so many of us want to leave our bodies.
Exactly.
So,
you know, here we are, and that's not even with us yet, and yet we are already starting to feel the effects of this. Now, there are already as well, Ian, starting to talk about 6G, and that's really frightening. Because the difference between 4G and 5G is, say, 4G will go up to something like 30 gigahertz, but 5G goes all the way up to 300 gigahertz. You're talking about a totally different level playing field now, totally different.
So here we are with our physical bodies, which are, you know, our physical bodies are, it's the body temple. This is the container. This is the vehicle for our soul. When we feel heavy and we feel dense and we feel ill and we have backache and we have headaches and we can't sleep and all these things, that really impacts our ability to keep our rituals going and to be compassionate, to be kind. And to continue our meditation practices and all these things which are critical to our soul's evolution, our own soul's growth and our own awakening process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're in it. And I wanted to ask you now, so now that we know we're in it and, you know, we are so in it. What do we do about it? So we've got these, you know, we turn our Wi-Fi off at night if we remember. I know that's not enough. You know, we keep our cell phones a certain distance from our bodies, but that's not enough. And we turn them off at night, but that's not enough because they're beyond our control. It's these satellites and these other frequencies that are permeating every space we walk in. And I know it sounds like we're painting a terrible, terrible picture, but it is bad. It is bad. So, Virginia, what do we do? What do we do about this? And I know you've partnered with your Ascended Master team to come up with solutions. So what are we doing about this? What can we do?
Indeed. So, in my case, I've done these MP3s, which was all about vibration. Everything is Ian, as you know, is energy. So it's all about vibration and frequency and exactly what is happening with the 5G and the EMF, those frequencies and vibrations, right? So So what my team have done is, as you say, they've partnered with me, and we have these MP3s that will help to negate EMF energies. They will help to negate the 5G and the radiation. These are the most important things, those things. Then I've also got one that will help with male reproductive organs, the testes you see there. And these things are really important. That's why male count, sperm count is so down, because they've been irradiated by this energy. And I've got one for the female reproductive area as well. And the smart meters, I think, is the other
one. Okay.
But basically, it's to look after what is going on in your own world. And then you can take these MP3s and play them at your own workplace, always remembering that they don't have to be played on loud, because it's all the magic is in the vibration and frequency going out.
Okay, good. So we'll talk about your package and your program in a little bit. And that's really wonderful news, because, you know, there are all these other options, I think, that involve, you know, all these various mechanisms. And a lot of us have actually gone ahead and, you know, purchased these things. But ultimately, it sounds like you need hundreds of these little devices all over the house and one on every corner and things like that.
No, you don't.
There's other things that we can do, which is wonderful, that we have these energy-based solutions. Well, good. So before we continue our chat, Virginia, I just wanted to share with everyone. So if you're on the phone and you'd like to ask Virginia a question, *2 to raise your hand, you can ask her literally what percentage of the electromagnetic frequency or the 5G or the electromagnetic radiation is currently running through your body. So if you're curious and you'd like to know, then you can ask Virginia, and you can ask if these energies are causing health issues in your body, because to different degrees, they cause different health issues in different people, you know, based on many, many things, based on past life trauma and, you know, all sorts of things, disposition. So you can ask Virginia those questions. So if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box. I know many of you have already done that, so I just wanted to remind others as well that you can do that. And then also two more really wonderful things that are going to happen on this call. So at the end of the show, or close to the end of the show, Virginia is going to take everyone through a triple heart technique, which resets your DNA blueprint. And so I'll let Virginia talk about that in just a little while, but it resets your blueprints needed for these processes to be installed and grounded in you. So that's going to be towards the end of the call. And then Virginia's also got, so listen up here, everyone, Virginia's got two free processes, like free tools that she's going to share with everyone that we can all use. So no matter if you what you do today, just listen to these. If you listen to replay, make sure you listen to that part. They're free tools that you can use, energetic tools to help you, to help neutralize you, and you'll receive benefits by listening. So that's just a few things that's still gonna happen a little bit later on the show. And we'll get to the phones probably in about 10 minutes. But a couple of things, Virginia, that you mentioned that you wanted to share with people. In fact, this is kind of tied to the free processes that you're going to share with everyone. Talking about lampposts.
I know. A simple thing like a lamppost. It is actually riddled with the EMF energies coming at you, guys. it is real, all right? It's coming, and the worst part is it's sitting outside your home. You know, when I, because I'm always conscious of this energy, and it's like second nature to me, you know, and I'm always scanning to see what I can pick up so that I can clear. And I tell you, the lampposts are really, really rife with this energy. And that's why giving them these tools later on, they can actually use those on all the lampposts, wherever they are. You know, when I go down the highways, or your highways, you guys call them highways, I'm just, and what you can do is you use those tools and you can just ask that it just goes zoop and just goes through everyone. It's like a timeline. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So and, go, oh,
And
by the way, we speak a global language here because we're a global community. So there's people from England, Sweden, Australia, Indonesia, yeah. United States, South Brilliant. Africa, Sudan, yeah. Nigeria. We're all here.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're all here. We're all here. So you're making a huge difference, Virginia, all over the world. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. You know, if people could only, that is my deepest, deepest wish. Please, 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 if you're listening to this, take this on board and make it so that you can, because you can use these tools to help yourselves, your loved ones, and your community. And you don't have to go into fear. That's the best part of it. You know, you can use it with a clear conscience as you go through your lives. That's what, that's my thinking. So, that post. They're just absolutely, they're riddled with those energies, the EMF energies. And, you know, there's some of those lampposts are right outside your children's bedrooms.
Yeah.
So you imagine. So this is why I talk about this energetic soup that we're all in that is causing all of these issues with our physicality. And, you know, children, when we get back, we go to children, a lot of them, it starts from a very early age. So say, for instance, we use baby monitors these days, don't we, Ian? These are what the young people use. Now, once upon a time, we never did that. We used to have to go in and check and see if a child was, you know, had wet their nappies or whatever. But now they use baby monitors, and guess what? Coming off the baby monitor and energy, EMF. Then, was it Pampers? I was horrified, Ian, when I saw this post in the Facebook of a Pampers, a baby with the Pampers napkin and the monitor to tell the parent whether that child was wet or dry, right, sitting right over the genitals. What chance do these children have to be able to produce babies later on when it's their time? It's really quite... It's mind-boggling for an older generation person like me, because, you know, we've been through all that. I've been through all that. I find it very, very disturbing to think that here we are trying to make everything easier in our lives for these young people, because young people are working and there's a lot of stress. They're juggling a lot of things, work, they're juggling their families. And yet in that wanting to have something to make their lives easier, in actual fact, they don't realize the potential harm that they're doing to their children.
Yeah. But, you know, we're in a place here, and I think that we've really been blessed with having this awareness. There are so many people who are completely unconscious. And because we're, you know, on our path, that we have the connection with Spirit, with Source, who's bringing this information to us. You know, often you walk down the street and you see people litter, or they're smoking and they throw their cigarette butt on the ground, or, you know, it's just a different level of awareness. And, you know, it's not that we're better. Please, it's, we know that. But we've just been blessed with the awareness. And now we have the awareness and the consciousness of what is coming and what is already here and how it's impacting us. And really our number one priority is to really assimilate the beautiful energies that are coming our way and then merge with Source ultimately. So I wanted to ask you, because you've come up with these processes not alone, but also with your Ascended Master and Spiritual Hierarchy team, I wanted to ask you to share with everyone here on listening today how that came about, where you were like gifted these the knowledge and the processes that you're going to be sharing with everyone from your Ascended Master team.
In meditation, basically, Ian, there's this revelation. It, you know how something keeps coming to the fore, and it's like what we call signs, you know, take notice of the signs, you know. So basically that was where it started from. And then as I worked with my team and we started to realize that just how devastating this could be to physicality for mankind. Now, taking into consideration as well, Ian, this is not just about us. This is also about all those birds that are falling out of the sky, This is also about the bees that are dying. We were wondering how this is all happening, and it's all coming from this vibration, these energies, EMFs. So this is why, while being given this knowledge, to be able to use it for the benefit of those that are willing and ready to go with it and to run with it for the benefit of themselves, their loved ones, and their community. I'm always stressing community here, because remember, we came to be of service, Ian. That is my understanding, yes? So the more of service we can be, and if we can help our community in any way, and that means also helping the people that you're working with, they don't have to know. You just have to play those MP3s. That's all you need to do. And then use the tools, which we will talk about later, on the devices that are already publicly on display. So, yeah, that's how it all came about, Ian, because, you know, the scientists kept coming up. And I thought, this, you know, okay, tell me, guys, what are we supposed to be doing here? And, yeah, and it went, and it flowed from there. And it's all about life.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
It's all about life. It's about preserving life. Because we as humans, we're always trying to strive for something more, something different, something faster. And yet, at the same time, when that comes, it's the old thing, Ian, be careful what you ask for. Yeah? Because you can get it, but you don't know in what form it comes. And I'm not talking about us ordinary folk. I'm talking about those that are already starting now to look into the 6G thing. You know, those that are already starting. They've already done this bit. They've outgrown it. As you know, some of these things, they're not just rolling off, and then they're already starting something new. So that's what I'm talking about. Not us ordinary folk. We're just sort of immersed in it, and we're just going to go with it. But we have tools to be able to prevent that from happening. And I love that. You know, and I'm just so grateful to my team that this has come about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you. All right. Well, everyone, we're going to have Virginia share a little bit about those free tools that every one of us can use in just a little while. And then again, we'll hear about the MP3s and some of the private work that you can do with Virginia to help you in this area. And, of course, your loved ones as well, not just yourselves. And then there'll be a lovely meditation towards the end of the show as well. But for now, let's start with the web, and let's go to the web. And if you have any questions on the phone, by the way, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question live. And that way you'll come on and you can ask Virginia live what percentage of the radiation is currently running in your body. So are these energies causing health issues in your body? If you're curious or you'd like to ask Virginia, please do so. But let's start with the web, and we'll go to Robin from Mooresville, Pennsylvania. And Robin is asking, hi, Virginia, please, can you tell me the percentage of EMFs or 5G or radiation that's currently running through my body? And also, are these energies causing health issues? So Robin from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Robin. Lovely to have you come on board and ask questions, my dear. So looking at the EMF, you know, Ian, my voice changes, right? when I'm scanning people's bodies and I'm picking up energies, the negative energy, so people just know that when my voice changes, that's because I'm coming into that energy. So the EMF content in your body, Robin, is it's 72% for the EMF. Oh. And I'm just scanning you for 5G. There you go. And very small, thank goodness, with the 5G with you around, Robin. There's 4%, okay, which is great. In some places, as you know, Ian, there's no 5G at all at this stage, but there's in other areas. And then I'm looking at the radiation. Disconnected. Thank you. It's 9%, Robert, in your body. And I'm just, excuse me. Oof. just scanning your body for, I'm picking up trauma that you're carrying in your body, Robin. This would tell me that, excuse me, I feel it. It's involving your brain, Don. I'm picking here that there's this energy is definitely happening in your brain. And you've also got geopathic stress under your home. And that means that you would have, you would definitely have health issues. It doesn't matter. And if I can just say here, please, Ian, about the three bonus MP3s that are thrown in, one which is for entities, because they take over and control the body and the brain. The other one is for clearing the house, so that's to clear the house out of entities, basically. And the third one is about the geopathic stress. If anyone hasn't heard about geopathic stress, it is lethal for us as any living organism above the ground. This is geo, meaning earth, and pathic, meaning sickness. So this energy is coming up from under Mother Earth. It's usually something, it can be anything like ley lines that are not crossed properly. It can be faults in the earth, like the Andreas fault in, and or it can be underground streams. And there are the man-made issues as well to do with geopathic stress. Geopathic stress will almost always, if people have been living above it long enough, will have cancer issues, Ian, okay? So, Rob, okay. That's not what I'm saying about you dying, but I'm just saying that you've got that geopathic stress under your house. So one of the bonus MP3s is in there for geopathic stress. Because it's so rife, Ian, I find it's everywhere, the geopathic stress. It's quite incredible.
I really don't wish to interrupt you, Virginia, but do you find that the geopathic stress could be unique to certain rooms in the house?
Yes, it can be, yes.
Okay, yes. So it might not be the whole house. Mm.
No, exactly, yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to run out of the whole house, but some places it can do, and other places just confined to one side of the house. It could confine to an oblique area of the house going across. So, yeah, but honestly, geopathic stress is really, really not nice to have under your home.
Yeah.
So, Robin, sorry, darling. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And the reason I ask that is because personally, in my new home, I have this one room where sometimes I feel, what is going on here? I can just feel the energy shifting, and I know that it's not entities. I've scanned for that, and that it's clean and clear. There's no entities. But now that you mention that, I feel it might be geopathic stress.
It is. I've just been told. It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, it's geopathic stress. So you want to grab a hold of that MP3, go play it. I usually advise people to play for 7 days as much as they possibly can, and then just check back with me to make sure that it's clear. And usually it's clear. And then it lasts for something like, I've never known it to come back, but I say, you know, just play it once every 6 months to be sure, you know, for maintenance.
Okay. Well, thank you. All right, let's go to the phone. We'll kind of go back and forth a little bit. We're going to take a call from Metuchen, New Jersey. That's a city or a town, Metuchen. Hopefully I pronounced it correctly. If you are calling from Metuchen, New Jersey, and you have a phone number that ends in 1213, you are live with Virginia on the phone right now. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I just would love to get a complimentary scan, please.
You'd like a scan? What's your name, please, Maria?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
My name is Ifet.
Okay, Ifet. Let's have Ifet here.
I-F-F-E-T, Ifet, yes.
Lovely, Ifet. Thank you. So I'm just looking at you for EMF energies.
Hello?
Yeah, we're getting there, darling.
Hello?
We're still here, sweetheart. We're still here. Virginia's just feeling the energy.
So 72% EMF.
For some reason, I cannot hear you.
Oh,
we can hear you. So go back and listen to the replay, Ifat.
Okay,
we can
that's
hear
all
you.
Right.
So we can hear you.
I'm not picking up any 5G in Ifat, which is
yeah.
great. Thank you. And I'm looking at the radiation that's there. It's alive and well. There's 12% radiation in her body that's holding on there.
Okay.
Again, there's trauma in this effect body. I get digestive problems with effect. Oh. And let's have a look for geopathic. And there's geopathic stretch also under her home. Yvette, I hope you've heard all of that, Alan. That's what I picked up. You'll be able to hear it on the replay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Listen in a little bit later, if I have blessings to you about the offer, because that contains, we'll talk about that in just a moment, that contains
yeah.
these MP3s, the energetic MP3s to deal with and neutralize a lot of this that's coming through. And then we'll do the free tools. So everyone, if you join later, there's going to be two free tools that are shared with everyone today. Let's go back to the web.
And you know, I have to say the energy is coming through so strong today. It's
okay. Can you reassure everyone that you're not in pain?
I know it sounds terrible, isn't it? Oh gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. That's the way my guys work with me. The stronger the energy that's coming through from the person that's asking, the more sometimes, Ian, I can't even say the word because of I just can't say the word because of energy so strong, that particular energy in that person. And if I scan into something specific and I can't say the words I just can't say the words.
Okay.
I eventually get there, but at the time, yeah. So sorry, guys. I'm not in pain. No.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is Joan from Van Cleek Hill in Ontario. I think that's probably Ontario, Canada, but Joan, you know who you are. Hi, Virginia. Can you tell me what the percentage of radiation is going through my body and are these energies causing me any health problems? Thank you for your help.
Okay. Thank you, Joan, for your question. So I'm just looking at you for EMF now. And I don't know where you live, Joan, but I'm not picking up any EMF in your body. All right? Nope. And I'm looking, scanning you for 5G. And I'm not picking up any 5G either. And I'm looking at radiation. Goodness me, you must be one of those people living in the most precious part of the world, girl. Because I'm not picking up anything there for her. And isn't that lovely?
That's beautiful,
she
beautiful.
Must,
well, that's lovely.
She's one of the very few that are not showing any energies around EMF, 5G, or radiation. And I'm just looking
okay.
underneath her house for any geopathics. Nothing. Nothing. Well done.
Joan. I love that. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's see what it's like in Seattle, because Wendy is asking the same question. Wendy from Seattle. Also, the percentage of EMFs, 5G, radiation, etc., and also if they're causing any issues in her body, health issues. Wendy from Seattle.
So Wendy, hi. Thank you for calling in. Let me look at different story with Wendy. Okay, EMF. Thank you, Wendy, of the EMF. And 5G is alive and well. About 11% of 5G in there, darling. And looking at radiation, Oh. I'm getting 10% radiation. All right. And I'm just looking for, again, there's trauma. Always, Ian, I know when someone's got trauma, there's going to be a physical issue in the body.
Mm.
Okay. Looking at, she's also got geopathic stress under her arms. All right. So, and always then the geopathic stress will set up disease in the body, especially if a person's been there over a period of time.
Okay.
That's from my experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
so
you,
this
Wendy.
Is a, yeah, that's important. Okay. All right. Karina from Cologne in Germany. Let's see what it's like in Cologne in Germany. Also, same thing. Can you tell me the percentage of radiation, et cetera,
sure.
and are these causing issues? Hi. Karina from Germany.
Hi, Karina. So we're looking at your 5G, which is definitely in your body. Percent in the with EMF, Karina. And 5G is... Oh. 23% 5G. And looking at radiation. It's 10% radiation, Karina. Okay. And again, there's trauma, which, if your digestive system has got an issue, you're done on the game. And fortunately, I'm not picking up geopathic stress.
Okay.
So that's a good thing, yeah. But I'm getting a digestion, and I know that the vagus nerve is alive and well, so that's giving me problems, which doesn't surprise me, because the vagus nerve means digestive issues when it's alert like it is with her. And everyone, basically, that has some kind of trauma will have that going on in their body. Thank you, Karen. Okay. Thank you, Karina.
Thank you. Yeah, blessings to you, Karina. Well, let's have you share in more detail the program that you have. But just before you do that, I'm just going to share with everyone again that we do have those free tools that Virginia is going to share with everyone in just a little while. But since we're talking about some of these issues, and of course you've all heard that certain people are really experiencing stress in different ways or their radiation in different ways, let's talk about how this can be alleviated. So if you're on the webinar page, go ahead and click the orange offer button underneath Virginia's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you can just type in WOTAshow, which is SHOW.com, WOTAshow.com/Virginia, which is VIRGINIA, and then the number 9. So Virginia 9. One last time, WOTAshow.com/Virginia9. Everything's lowercase, and then the offer is Protect Your Life. So please, Virginia, share with us about your Protect Your Life package, what it includes, and then tell us about your option B, which is your personal session working with you, and what happens in that private session.
Sure. Thank you, Ian. So the very first one that's on the board there is the EMF, this energies to disperse those energies to actually clear them out of the body and at the same time stop them from accumulating in the body. I always advise people that especially to use these EMF, this particular one, EMF, the 5G and the radiation at nighttime, because, you know, everybody's gone off and done their thing during the day. And at nighttime, this is when everything can be cleared, especially before we go to sleep at night here, because it's in when you're sleeping at night that the healing takes place, as we know, right, throughout the physical body and the brain, everything. So I always advise to play it at night, especially because then it targets every single person in the house. And, you know, your children, if they're going to go off to school, they're not going to be listening to this stuff at school. They're going to be playing it. But it also, when you can, take it to your workplace and play it there, and you can play it silently because it doesn't have to be out loud, because everything, the magic is in the vibration and frequency of that, of the music. And it helps hugely in all manner of ways for your physicality. So the other one, of course, is the 5G one, and just it works the same way as the EMF, but we have to take each one of these differently because they all have a different vibration and frequency. So that's why we have to target them separately. And then the other one, of course, is the smart meters. And, you know, Ian, we're sitting in this, even if you don't have a smart meter in your home, somebody next door to you can have it. And or if you are in a an apartment block and you've got people's smart meters coming at you from everywhere, you don't have any opportunity to be able to clear that. You know, you can't very well go and knock on their door and say, I want you to turn your smart meter off now. It's just not done. So yeah. You use these MP3s to take care of all those. Okay? And then, of course, the radiation one we spoke about before. And then there's the fertility bundle, which has the one that's particularly for the females, which is taking care of the ovaries, and then the fallopian tubes and the uterus. So all of that is covered in this particular one. And, you know, for those of you who have children of this age, of childbearing age or fertile age for children to be born through, you might want to, you know, buy it for your children, because this is your grandchildren you're talking about being protected against these energies. Yeah. And then, of course, you're looking at the one for the males, for the testes and for the sperm, to make sure that that's all balanced and everything is healthy and that those testosterone levels are in full balance. So that's really important as well. And then, of course, your bonuses for that would clear the house of all energies that are not of love, and that could be anything at all. You know, like Ian, for instance, I go out and I buy my groceries, and I know that in my groceries there's all this energy that often from people that have grown the food and or have manufactured the food, have put it together, the water that I bring home, all of that has got somebody else's energy or something else's energy in it. So before I even take it into the house, I clear it out of the car. So I clear all of that energy out of the car, because you're taking it into your home, aren't you?
Yep, you sure are.
Yeah, so all of the, be mindful of all this stuff, folks, because it's important. And yeah. It's important to how we are living our lives as supreme beings, as this beautiful God and goddesses that we are. And this helps the vibration. See, if you're not mindful of all that negative stuff, then you can't be clearing it out of your vibration to raise your vibration to that place that you want it to be. So clearing your house is very, very important. You know, and the other thing is too, Ian, Amazon deliveries. Guess what? How many hands have they gone through? Where have they been sitting overnight? Energies. Yeah? So clear. This is why this particular MP3 clears all of that stuff. The fixtures and fittings, the furniture in your house, the walls, your floors, your ceilings, your doors, everything. And then you can use that also intentionally to clear your food and your water, right? Nothing is beyond your capabilities. Once you make your decision and you intend, your intention is so important. Always remember that, folks, always. And then we have the entity clearing one, which is really, I again, stress at nighttime, so that it encompasses everyone in the house. And the last one is the geopathic stress, which is really, really important. You already heard, for the few that I've already spoken to, Ian, how many have the geopathic stress under their house?
Yeah, you know? Right.
I think there was only one person that didn't have it.
Yeah, we don't even think about that.
Two. No, nobody does. That's just it. And, you know, I'll tell you an instance of my daughter, where she's living in Reading, and the lady next door, her husband was a head anaesthetist in the major hospital there, and he died of cancer. Now, And then she was telling me about this because she was getting ready to sell her house. And then she says, and then the house across the road from her, the man died of cancer there. And then behind her, the people that were there died of cancer as well. And I'm thinking to myself, now this is strange. You know, all this cancer, all in a row, the houses were. So when I scanned, sure enough, there was the geopathic stress. And these people had lived in that area for years. They lived in those homes. And not one of them had realized what the problem was. Because you don't, do you? That's the last thing that you think of. She escaped it because she was living in India. And she only ever came over like 3 months, 3 months a year. And they, all of them died in cancer, of cancer in that row. So that's how prevalent geopathic stress is and what it can do. Right? So just be aware of that, folks. It's really important. Yeah. And then, of course, we have the private, the Facebook sites, which is lovely. And I'd love to see everybody come in and share and support and encourage each other. Okay. So thank you, Ian. That's the package.
Beautiful. So that's for all those lovely MP3s where you can play the MP3 and do the clearing without the need for any physical tools. It's all energetic clearing. And then for those who feel that they are being called to work with you privately, and I know there's a lot of people over the years who have just absolutely loved their sessions with you from so many topics. In this case, it's going to be mostly around going deep to clear the EMF frequency. So if someone is feeling the calling to work with you and signs up to work with you, what are some of the things that are going to happen in that session? What are some of the outcomes?
What I love is that the majority of people who do sign up, because they've already got the packages and they've been using them, when they come to me, they're kind of almost free of it. I very seldom find anyone still got EMF 5G or the radiation, which is lovely. It tells me that they've been using the tools. But what we do is, of course, then we look at the physical side of their bodies and we look at what's going on there. And that's where we pick up all the different issues. And a lot of people have trauma, a lot of people. And the geopathic stress under the house will set up physical stuff, like we already spoke about. And there's a lot of people that have a lot of stress. So we go through all of that and then we clear as much as we possibly can, because it's a 30-minute thing. So we clear all of that if we can. It's wonderful. And I just love the results that I get from it. And then, of course, if there's something a little bit more deeper that we need to do, then by all means that you can then work with me, we can have another session. But we cover a lot of things in that time, a lot.
Yeah, so if someone comes to you and they have, quote-unquote, unrelated issues, so maybe not directly related to EMFs or 5G, but they come to you and say, Virginia, I'm really experiencing, kidney pain or something like that. So because you're a medical intuitive, then you would go in there and find the root cause and then do the clearing. Is that how it works?
Yeah, totally. And, I always know the endocrine glands are set up. So the adrenals are sitting on top of the kidneys and there's this osmotic thing that goes between them. So if somebody's had trauma, their adrenals will be affected, their kidneys are affected. And then we just clear those. It's lovely, and it works so fast.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Virginia, thank you so much for bringing this package to the Wisdom community and these lovely options, and then also the ability to work with you privately. I know you don't always offer private sessions, so we feel very grateful that you've opened up your calendar to open up private sessions for those in the Wisdom community who do feel the calling to work with you. So thank you so much.
Pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure.
Mm. Well, please don't let me interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not working one-to-ones, because the clients are just absolutely lovely. And I just, it's always such a joy to be able to see people get the help that they're needing when we do one-to-ones, which is beautiful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So would this be a good time for you to share the free tools for everyone, the free tools
absolutely.
That they can use on their lampposts? And so just give us a description of what they are and then share them with us. And then I'm assuming that the best way to, really become adept at using them is to go back and listen to the replay again. Or how does that work?
Totally. But it's so simple, though, Ian. That's just it.
Okay.
It's so simple. You don't need any sort of scientific degree to take this on board. All you do is you envisage a square, a cube. That's all it is a square. So you just, for simple visuals right now, and even if you can't visualize people, it doesn't matter. It's your intention. Always remember your intention is so important. And the universe answers when you intend. Is that not right, Ian?
It absolutely is. Yes, it absolutely
the
is.
The universe, yeah, they answer when you intend. Yeah.
Thank you.
My beautiful people out there, this lovely tribe, the Wisdom Tribe is here, and I want you to envisage a square, right, cube, that's easy, square, and it's luminous. So you see this beautiful luminous light, and if you, it's just sparkling, and it's flowing, and it's, look it up if you can't understand what I'm talking about. Luminous square. You put that over the lamppost. We're going to keep it really simple. We're just going to put it over the lamp itself. You don't have to do it all the way down to the lamppost, to the ground. You just do it over the head of the lamp, all right? And then over the top of the square, you put a beautiful electric violet sphere or globe over the whole of the luminous square. That's it. It's as simple as that. So luminous square over the top of the lamp light of, in the street, and then the electric violet sphere over the top of the luminous square, and bingo. You just intend that it stops all of the negative flow coming out of it. So it contains it within that sphere and within that cube. Does that make sense, Ian?
It does to
me.
Just to clarify, the sphere is outside the cube,
yes.
So the cube is entirely contained
inside.
Within the sphere.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, it encompasses it completely.
Mm.
And you imagine that, folks. And then what you do is you just ask, intend that it just runs down all of the through all of that line wherever those lampposts are. Okay, to ad infinitum, it'll just stop where it needs to stop. We don't have to think these things. This is all we have to do is intend it, and it's taken care of. And be overwhelmed by the fact that there's so many. All right. So when you come to a roundabout, or we have lots of roundabouts here in this country, or stop signs, and there's lampposts there, you just ask that every single one of that those lampposts are encompassed in that energy, and you just go. And you see it going out into all of the other lampposts in the area and beyond. You can say in a 10-mile radius. You can say in a 50-mile radius. It matters not. Remember, your intention always works. We are only confined by our imagination and our intention. If you want to intend that it goes out to 5 or 10 miles or 50 miles, it doesn't matter. It will go. Your guides will take care of it. Those that are already overlooking all this energy, they will take care of it. Thanks, Ed. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, were there two tools? Was that one of them? Or was that both of them?
Those two. That was one and two over the top of them.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay, lovely. Lovely. Okay.
Yeah. So then the square was the first one, and the electric violet sphere was the second one over the top of it.
Okay, lovely. Okay. Well, let's go back to the phone. So we'll going to have Virginia take us through that process in just a little while. So make sure you're on for that. But let's go back to the phones and the web as well. We'd love to serve you in this way. It's really part of what we do here. And just it's a blessing for us as well to be able to, connect with so many of you and make a difference in your lives by, just by being here. It's part of really what we do.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is
Sue from, oh, I said your name, from Farmington, that's the name in here, Farmington, New Mexico, actually on the phone, 9001, Sue, the last four digits of your phone number, and you are on live with Virginia now on the phone.
Wow, thank you very much. Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hi,
Dallas.
Thank you so much.
So what would you like me to do, Sue?
Well, I had a question about my daughter has had trouble sleeping, and so has I. And I was wondering, they're putting up new telephone poles down our road, and I was just wondering if that's 5G and if it, you know, the EMF and the 5G has anything to do with the trouble that we've been having lately sleeping.
Absolutely, Dominic. This is what this does. It disturbs the sleep. And I'm just scanning around your home now, on the outside, looking for. I'm finding 5G there, and EMF is definitely part of that equation. Yes. So a really good thing to have that, because that's how you safeguard your young one. How old is she? Your little one.
She's 13.
Yeah, and you know she's right. This is the thing too about children, right from when they're babies, and we don't really, our brains, our heads, I beg your pardon, skulls, don't get hardened until I think about 20 or 25. And in the meantime, the skull is still permeable. Yeah? And so it's taking all of these energies in and affecting not only the brain cells, but the DNA as well. So yeah, you're right. Definitely.
Okay.
All right,
so
then.
I also have a 12-year-old son. I bought your package, so what would be the best? Is it just to play it often at home and then in
at night, every day?
Because these kids are,
No. Just play it every night while you're still, while the family's up before they go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't play it in the rooms necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just
are they taking
a day?
Do they have phones?
They do. Yeah, they do.
Are they leaving it in the lounge at nighttime?
Put it like in their closet. Yeah, they put them in their closets at night.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing too, if you can put it on airplane mode.
Okay.
Airplane mode. Yeah. And put it in their closet. Or just leave them downstairs on the table. Because they're definitely affecting the children, definitely. Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome.
Blessings
Thank
to
you.
You. Thanks, Sue, for calling in. Okay. Okay, so let's go back to the web, and this is Ruth from Kimberton. Do we already do Kimberton, Pennsylvania? No, this is someone else. Ruth from Kimberton. There was someone else from Pennsylvania. Same question, Virginia, the percentage of radiation and geopathic also for Ruth and if it's impacting her body.
Ruth, can you just, thank you, Ian. Ruth, can you just tell us, do you work with IT or are you working in that related field? Because it's quite a high percentage of EMF in your body. I get it 75%. Okay. I think, Ian, I've had the most was something like about 85% with EMF.
Okay. So this
looking
is
at
high.
5G.
This is higher.
This is pretty high for her, yeah.
Yeah.
Just looking at 5G in Ruth's body. I'm not picking up on the 5G. I am on the radiation. Oh, goodness me. I'm picking up 20% of radiation. Normally, I pick up like radiation somewhere around about between 8 and 12 on normal, people. But in this case, it's 20% here. And, goodness me. I'm picking up geopathic stress again under Ruth's house. And the trauma that she's gone through. So just looking at her digestive problems. So she's got digestive problems as well. And I would definitely see if you can Anyone, Ian, that has got 5G, I beg your pardon, that's got the geopathic stress on their house, I strongly suggest that they do a private session with me, because I know that they're going to have health problems. And we just, you know, can go through on a more fuller basis to find out exactly where to find these.
Okay. Thank you. Are you done with Ruth?
Yeah. She definitely got digestive problems, especially in the intestines. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, thank beautiful. You. Thank you. Okay. And you mentioned earlier that most of us are suffering from some sort of geopathic stress as well. So,
if there's geopathic stress under the house, then they will have physical problems, without a doubt.
Okay. All right.
Just this,
Okay. All right. So, Ruth, hopefully you heard that. I'm not sure if you're still on the call or what. But okay, Steve from Boulder. If you can scan Steve for the same issues, also in effect on Steve's body. Steve from Boulder,
Colorado.
Let's have a
look at Steve here. I'm not picking up any EMF in Steve. I am with a 5G. That's interesting. Percent 5G. They're looking at radiation. How interesting is that? Have a look at the oh, hang on. Is the EMF coming now through? Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm picking up 65% of EMF in Ian's body. Oh, sorry, in Steve's body.
Yeah.
And the 5G, as I said, and looking at the radiation. Radiation is very little this morning. Let's have a look here. 2%. That's why I was registering so low on him. Isn't that funny how he first of all came in and he presented with nothing for EMF when I first looked at him, and now it's fascinating when you do this kind of thing, Ian, because you never know what's going to come, what's going to show. Let's have a look at geopathic stress under his house. No, I'm not getting any geopathic stress, which is a good thing. And let's have a look. Looking at Ian's sinus. Oh, sorry, Steve's sinus.
It's okay, I'm in the space.
Thank you. Looking at his, he's definitely got a virus that's running through his body. And there's heavy metals showing and parasites as well. So this would indicate to me that there's some kind of clearing that needs to be done there, Steve. All right. Miss West. Digestive issues again. And let's have a look at. Yeah, I would say digestive issues. Steve, you can tell us whether it's true or not. But do you have issues with your digestion? But that's what I'm picking up here, darling. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Ian. Yeah.
All right. Well, beautiful. I wanted to, some people wrote in about tinnitus, you know, ringing in the ears.
Yes.
And I know, because I've been doing this long enough, that there's a lot of people in the community who have tinnitus.
Yes. Yes.
And I've had it from time to time as well, personally. It
yes.
doesn't stay with me, but it comes and it goes and comes and goes. So I wanted you to share what degree tinnitus is either caused by or affected by the 5G radiation, et cetera, and also geopathic stress.
It's affected by the EMF. The EMF energies. And let's have a look here. Caused by, big time I'm getting here. tinnitus is caused by these radiations. Whew, very strong. And the effect, of course, is what they are enduring, which with some people it's mild, and then it can be somewhere in the between, and then there's a real where it just drives them crazy, from what I'm told. Yeah. What was the other question you asked me?
Geopathic stress.
Oh,
that
no,
also
no.
affects it.
Let's have a look. Okay, let's have a look about geopathic stress. No, that's not what I'm being given.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's the radiation from the EMFs that are causing. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Virginia, I'd love it if you could share with us a little bit more about the process that you're going to be taking us through.
Yes, of course.
And then also, by all means, take us through. So just describe the DNA blueprint reset, the triple heart technique that you're going to be taking us through, what it's for, and then, you know, take us through and we'll just experience it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's basically, Ian, it's basically to reset everyone's blueprint at this time in their DNA, because, you know, we have everything coming at us all the time, right? We're living in this. Not only are we living in the energetic soup of these radiations and these frequencies, but we're also living in a very stressful time. And there's a lot of people whose DNAs have been affected by that. You understand that, right? There's damage to DNA because of the stress that we go through. And then if we can reset that and reset the blueprint, that would be really lovely to get everybody back kind of on an even keel. Okay? And so if you're ready, we'll just go ahead and start with that, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
So just close your eyes, everyone, and cross your hands over your chest, your beautiful chest area, which is where your divine heart center lies. And we're going to take three deep breaths in through the nose and then out slowly through your mouth, long and slow through the mouth. And when you take in this deep breath, you just push your belly all the way out. In other words, you take a deep, deep breath all the way down inside your beautiful, lovely lungs, filling up your lungs. Now, I also want you to see that this oxygen that you're going to be breathing in is rainbow colored. So everything, all this oxygen that you're going to be breathing is the color of the rainbows, okay? And so let's see, each time you breathe in that rainbow oxygen, you see it circulating in through your lungs and through every single cell, and know that it cleanses, heals, purifies, releases, and balances all energy set and out of balance. So let's take a nice deep breath in now. Through your nose, pushing your belly out, oxygen, beautiful rainbow oxygen infiltrating through your lungs and through your cells, and long and slow out through the mouth. Deep breath in through the nose. Breathing out long, slow through your mouth. All that is not of love within your whole lungs and your cell area. Deep breath in through the nose. And all the way out through the mouth, long and slow. Cleansing, healing, purifying, releasing and balancing all the energies that are not of love in your entire energy matrix. Through all of your energy bodies. Through all of your chakras. All of this is being cleared out now. I'm going to snap my fingers and invoke the triple heart, which means that instantaneously your heart opens and emits a golden light which connects with the heart of Source and the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. and see a golden shaft running all the way down through the center of you, through your core. See that golden shaft now expand out all the way around you, extending all the way and enveloping you and your entire energy matrix within this golden shaft. And at this time, a connection to each of your higher selves now takes place. Feel that connection now. A luminous, opalescent light now weaves itself in and through your entire energy matrix, connecting with every strand of your DNA. And we ask for a reset of your DNA. If there's any damage, we ask that be repaired. And a reset of your blueprint for an overall healthy physical matrix to take place now by the blueprint spiritual beings who overlook this process, and including any destruction to your entire physicality from any radiation inhaled, ingested, or taken in through your skin. We now need to ground this energy that has been reset for manifestation to take place. And I ask all who are listening, either live or on the replay, to have this reset and grounding manifested now. Asking that everyone's assemblage point is back in place where it should be, where it belongs. Everybody is fully grounded now. So let's give thanks and gratitude to the source of all that is. Thanks and gratitude to Mother Earth and for all of their help with this triple heart energies, and also to the blueprint beings for resetting what was needed. Each and every one of you has had what is needed from each of you individually. I give thanks and gratitude to yourselves for the loving souls that you are. So let it be written. So let it be done. And so is. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful process. Thank you for sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Virginia, thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing about really the ways that we can neutralize the harmful energies that are coming at us from multiple directions. I mean, it's been such a great show. I know personally you shed light on something that I need to look at, which is the geopathic stress, because I know that I got the hit when you were speaking that's what was going on in this one room in my house. And so thank you so much for that. And it's been wonderful having you on the show, sharing your beautiful program, giving us tools to use, free tools as well as energetic tools, so we don't have to have, you know, a million little stickers all over our house. Not to say those aren't wonderful solutions too, but You know, just to have an energetic process, it's so lovely. Yeah. We can put that on our phones. We can take that with us. You know, you mentioned about using these MP3s when you come out of your car, play them in your car when you bring your groceries home. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful show. Thank you so much for your lovely, lovely energy and just being here with the community and the energy.
And, you know, Ian, I really, really appreciate you having me on this show. And I can feel the energy from your tribe out there. You know, they're just so receptive and they're absolutely wonderful. And I give them gratitude as well for giving me the airspace to talk this way to them.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Just be conscious, folks. Yeah, just be conscious.
Beautiful, beautiful souls. And, you know, one thing that always, you know, just really touches my heart so much is the, you know, the desire and the willingness to learn and to,
absolutely,
you know, take our awareness and put our awareness into action and,
absolutely,
you know, do what is needed. You know, there's varying degrees of you can say, difficulty in the spiritual path. And some of it takes work. You know, it's not just, you know, sitting on a beach chair, you know, soaking up the sun. You know, it doesn't, but, you know, things happen very fast in the quantum. So, you know, there's certain techniques that we can learn or become part of that help us. And these beautiful MP3s that you've shared with us are one of those beautiful gifts from the Ascended Masters that can work in the quantum and really help us with these energies so that we can really accelerate our ascension so we can be greater light beings, brighter light beings.
Well, that's it, you see, Ian. If we can clear away these energies because they are detrimental to us, then we can ascend that and start working on what is important to us, which is that beautiful energy that we need to ascend, right, for that amazing, because that's what we came for. It's simple as that. But we have to maneuver and try and weave our way around the obstructions that are there. And so this is one of those ways of weaving around a very big obstruction, I might say.
Yeah. All right, sweet soul, Virginia, thank you for bringing the awareness and your beautiful heart to the show today. Much love to
you. Thank you, Ian, and thank you to your tribe. Mahalo, everyone.
Thank you so much. Mahalo. All right, shining lights, shining stars, thank you, every single one of you, for being here and bringing your incredible vibration to the Wisdom Orb and the show. And I just love the fact that we are absolutely, whether we know it or not, but we're up-leveling each other simply by being here. And I mention that every time, but you really are. You're up-leveling every single person, not just on the show, but throughout the planet, just by listening to these words and being in a place where we're aligning to frequencies that are higher. We're aligning to vibrations that are higher. So thank you so much. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here and supporting us in creating this lovely, lovely container for us to spread the love and spread the light. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.